Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Hey, Shannon's here.
Good Hello. Morning, family.
Welcome back, ma'am. Term two.
So good to be back. What day is it?
Oh,
it's Wednesday.
I know.
It's Wednesday.
Our school only started today.
Yes, same with our kids.
I am not kidding, Kirsty. Just today.
Oh, well, mine haven't started because they're not going anywhere.
Not going anywhere for another 24 hours.
You're locked up.
Stay in there.
Well, that's, look, let me tell the family.
Oh, okay.
Because I like to share my life with the family and I don't keep anything to myself.
No.
Oh, sorry.
Punching computers.
I'm just right. punching computers and Kirsty's on the computer and I slapped her one. You're right there, babe.
I'm great. I'm fine.
You
thanks,
look
babe.
Great. You look great.
Thanks.
Have you got a filter on?
No, it's just filtered at the behind.
Yeah, it's you know, good like natural blurry. Light.
Crazy. She's got the portrait mode.
Nice. Anyway, you don't look like I looked last week when I had the COVID. So not last week, a couple of weeks ago. I had these fabulous ideas about the school holidays.
Mm-hmm.
I should have known when I'd thought to myself, I'm going to go to Rottnest. Well, I'm going to be one of those families.
That holiday on Rottnest.
Well, no, because I wasn't organised enough to spend $1,000 a night and line up in a virtual queue for 18 months to get on it.
Oh, wow.
I was going to go to the Rottnest for the day and we were going to cycle around.
Cute.
And that was going to look great on the gram.
Oh,
I had all sorts of, you know, great. I had a hair appointment. I had all these fun activities. Well, I wasn't. In hindsight, maybe I was going to be a super mum for those holidays. We weren't planning to go away, so I was had all these day trips.
Yeah, stuff to do with the kids.
Stuff to do.
Uh-huh,
and then, do you know what? The first Saturday of the school holidays, I tested positive for the vid.
Oh,
and it was me.
You're the one.
I'm the one that brought in. And you know what? I'm a super spreader. I gave it.
Everybody
got it.
That's impressive.
I have a lot of, obviously my mouth is open a lot.
my
spray.
What did
I spray stuff often.
What are the words they use in the, it's gross, like mouth particles.
A lot of particles come out of my mouth and a lot of noise and everybody got it.
And apparently everyone's in firing range.
Everyone was so, the whole school holiday. So I went in the first Saturday and the last one came out the last Saturday.
Just in time for school.
Because we didn't. So like literally they've had yesterday and Tuesday. But two days.
I just want to go out with my friends.
I can't believe it, Mum. Don't turn the Xbox off, Mum. It's all I've got that's keeping me living, Mum.
Oh
is the Xbox.
It's keeping me living,
Mum. Don't turn the Xbox off. It's only been 12 hours, Mum.
Kids are so dramatic. Kids are so dramatic. Look, God bless all those kids who are going back to school today. You need to go back to school.
Go back to school. But my plans were waylaid.
Absolutely.
And I thought, you know, I haven't had that for a while.
Yep.
I haven't had because I don't know. I mean, I know it happens to us all and our plans get waylaid, but I was a bit floored by it. I know COVID's out there and all that sort of stuff and everyone's had it, but I didn't expect to spend 2 weeks of the school holidays.
Inside your house.
Yeah,
your children, all of you together.
All of us.
Like over the two full
Dave
weeks.
As well, and Dave.
Oh, wow.
Man COVID too.
Oh, man COVID. Yeah, it's worse, I've heard. Yeah.
Well, he was preparing for it quite well. Like he was, you know, when I was sick, he was... You know,
doing nothing.
Resting. I'm aware he's probably listening. Beautiful man. He does. He works very hard. He did. We love you, babe. But he got it as well. Actually, we got it probably the worst. But anyway, we had plans.
Yep.
They didn't happen. Okay. So I thought I'd ask the family because I always feel better when I throw it to the family and they come back with like crazy situations.
Yeah.
Where, you know.
Of when plans haven't gone through.
When plans haven't.
When did your plans get thrown out? And guess what? We got more movie tickets to give away.
Really?
We got more movie tickets to give away. So give us a call 93130985 for your chance to win a double pass to the premiere screening. We're talking fancy. This is like you're going to the premiere. Mark Wahlberg won't be there. But he might be. You never know. He might be on the screen at the beginning, like, "Hey guys, welcome to the screening." You never know.
Welcome to Wahlberg.
Anyway, it's a screening of Father Stew, thanks to station sponsor Sony Pictures. Father Stew is an honest and funny and uplifting drama and all that jazz. He's a boxer and he becomes a priest and hijinks in shoes, I'm sure. It's in cinemas May 12. Check classifications, but give us a call. When did your plans get a little waylaid?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good morning. Wow.
I'm back.
Shannon,
oh, I'm exhausted.
It's
fun though, isn't it, family?
Okay. All right.
Look, it's not fun. It's not fun when your plans get waylaid.
It is not
like
fun.
Like yours have for 2 weeks because your whole family. And good news for everybody.
We're
because,
all out, you know, the other side.
With the changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the changes are coming in on Friday where you don't have to isolate like we are.
No.
And we have.
Yep. Although I didn't hate it, but the plans, it wasn't how it looked.
I was waiting. I was like, come on, I'll go a little ISO. Let's rock and roll. I'm ready. Anyway, we asked the family, has anything got in the way of your plans? We've got Amber from Banksia Grove online. Good morning, Amber.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So good. Yeah, how are
Amber.
You?
Well, I decided to
experiment
in camping trip. So I do get a campsite. In the middle of nowhere, it was great. That's awesome. Driving down the road to get there, middle of nowhere. Then you want to turn down this dirt track. Okay, turn on this dirt track. Oh man, looks like it's dodgy. I'm not going to go down. He goes, please, I'm fine. But bogged. Middle of nowhere, limited phone reception. Anyway, $120 later, the tow truck pulled us out. Girl still wanted to go camping, so I drove to my mum's place and camped in her backyard.
We can't.
Amber.
Amber
is
out 200 kilometres out in the middle of somewhere.
I think what happened was,
to hear her.
I'm thinking what happened was, is that Amber went camping. Well, last minute, went camping, got bogged, the campsites were full, etc. Everything ran wrong, they went home. That's what I'm assuming.
There was also a tow truck.
There was a tow truck? Yeah, there's a tow truck. Okay, cool. All right, yeah, happy day. Hey, Amber, we'll see if we can get you back on a bit later. We've also got Kelly in Baldivers. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello, how are you guys?
Splendid, good, splendid. Kelly. Tell us what happened.
Well, this isn't my story, but my school holidays was exactly the same as Shannon's. My husband got it the first week, I got it the second week.
Oh, no.
So we were, that was amazing. And he's a teacher, I work at a school, so that was the waste of our holidays.
Oh,
but
don't need to take any extra leave, you know? Silver lining, guys.
No. But my actual story is back in 2020, we were due to go to America. We'd planned the holiday, taking the four kids. We'd been planning it for like 3 years, 8 days before was when COVID hit.
Oh.
And so that's all, you know, that's fine, whatever, we can deal with that. So we rebooked for the January to go to Queensland instead, but no, 2 days before that, COVID hit again and we couldn't go. So we rebooked for this January and COVID hit again. So we have literally cancelled 3 holidays in a row, all because, so my kids don't believe me anymore. When I say we're going on a holiday, they're like, whatever.
Yeah. Think about, Kelly, we're not. How good the holiday's going to be when it happens.
Yeah,
but,
when you finally get
to it. I've given up. I've given up hope, actually. I'm like, I can't even get excited
don't,
anymore.
Don't, Kelly.
No, Kel,
don't
give up
hope. You need that to survive the next school term. What you need to do, Kel, is book something for July. Bali's opened. Something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Book something
well,
for
we
July.
Have actually we've booked Queensland again because we have to go to Queensland now because we couldn't get, because it was so close.
Right.
We couldn't get our money back for that one, so we have to. So we've booked that for December school holidays.
Perfect.
So hopefully,
Queensland's kind of like Bali. It's fine.
Look, whatever.
Fine.
You're on a
plane. It'll be all good.
It's going to be great.
Kelly, you let us know. You let us know when you've gone on that holiday, and we're going to celebrate.
Yeah, we'll celebrate
with
you.
Mm-hmm.
Well
Absolutely.
Done, Kelly. We also got time for one more. We've got Rebecca in Averley. Good morning, Rebecca.
Good morning, guys. How are you today?
Thank you.
Chipper.
Very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
That's good. What happened?
You sound great.
I know.
You sound awesome.
I want what
you've
got.
Love that chippiness.
So we were going on this big sort of family holiday over to Alice Springs and Uluru, something my dad had always wanted to do. And 2 days before, he broke his leg.
Oh, my goodness.
He couldn't go.
No gorgeous.
But we all went without him.
Oh, did you?
You left him at home.
I like how your family rolls.
We left him at home.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
How did he feel about that? Was he like, no, you guys go, I'll be fine. You're like, okay, bye.
That's That's amazing.
Yeah, he was like that. And then when he complained to everyone that they just left me at home by myself.
Classic dad move. Rebecca, that. Hey,
what? Plenty of dads would actually quite like that. 100%. A couple of weeks on their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
David, TV remote.
You go. Take them.
You go. I'll sleep in my own bed. It'll be fine. All right, guys, keep them coming. 93130985. When have your plans ever been thrown into disrepair?
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.